Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In previous podcasts, I mentioned various arcade game titles that were popular around the late 70s and 80s, most of which being space shooters and light-hearted action games. But one game genre that suddenly surged in popularity in arcade cabinets starting from the 90s was fighting games. Many famous fighting game franchises spawned, like Street Fighter, Fatal Fury, Virtua Fighter, and Tekken, among countless others. What most fighting games have in common is that the characters within them almost always fight each other in hand-to-hand combat. But instead of focusing on one of the more traditional fighting games, I'd like to highlight a fighting game franchise that decided to try something a little different, namely having its characters fighting with swords and other weapons rather than just punches and kicks. The franchise that I'm referring to is the Soul Calibur series. Surprisingly, the first game in the series was not named Soul Calibur, as this was the second game in the series. Rather, it was named Soul Edge, or Soul Blade outside of Japan, which originally released in 1996. Gameplay-wise, every entry in the Soul Calibur series plays very similarly to the games in the Tekken series, which is because both game series were published by Namco and originally shared the same development hardware. And to top it off, the character Yoshimitsu from the Tekken series often appeared in the Soul Calibur series as well. Though the stories in each Soul Calibur game differed slightly, the general story they followed was that an evil sword known as Soul Edge threatened to corrupt the world with its dark influence, and only the holy sword Soul Calibur could vanquish it. And many warriors across the globe in various backgrounds sought to either destroy the cursed blade for good, or to take it and claim its power for themselves. Though many games in the Soul Calibur series are not nearly as popular and mainstream as the games in the Tekken series, one particular title stood out and is considered by many to be the best in the series, and that is Soul Calibur 2. Soul Calibur 2 originally released in 2002 on arcade cabinets, but it was also released on the PlayStation 2, Nintendo GameCube, and the original Xbox. Compared to the previous two entries in the franchise, Soul Calibur 2 had vastly superior graphics at the time and a better gameplay system. However, what really made this title stand out among others was that it was the first in the series to introduce special guest characters to the game. And rather uniquely, the guest character would be different depending on which version of Soul Calibur 2 you had. The PlayStation 2 version featured Heihachi Mishima from Tekken as its guest character, further cementing Soul Calibur's connection to Tekken. The Xbox version rather bizarrely featured the comic book anti-hero Spawn as its guest character, who would much later appear as a fighting game guest character again in Mortal Kombat 11. And most famously, the Nintendo GameCube version featured Link from The Legend of Zelda as its guest character. Soul Calibur 2 was a great critical and commercial success, selling close to 3 million copies worldwide. Then much later, in 2013, an HD version of the game released on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, which added online matches and even included the guest characters Heihachi and Spawn no longer being exclusive to one console. However, there was never a release of this version on a Nintendo console, which meant there was never a chance for all of the game's guest characters to be playable on the same console. On the other hand, the GameCube version of Soul Calibur 2 was one of the first GameCube games included as part of the Nintendo Classic service for those subscribed to Nintendo Switch Online for the Nintendo Switch 2 only. And for me personally, the sole inclusion of Link from The Legend of Zelda in Soul Calibur 2 became the gateway to my most favourite fighting game series. Join me again next time